Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, I'm in Atlanta at the start of the residential madness with these shows that are going to run for the next 3 months. And I've run into old friend Jenny Cross and her husband Eric and Tom Wood of the company Floor Coverings International. Jenny, let's start with you. You've spent most of your career at Mohawk. Now you've decided to leave Mohawk, and you own a Floor Coverings International franchise. What drove that decision?
Oh, Kemp, Eric and I have wanted to work together for a long time, pretty much as long as we've been married. And it was just the right time. 46, I'm not getting any younger. He's significantly older, by the way. But the kids are out of the house. It was a good time to make a jump, and we left.
All right, so Floor Coverings International is a shop-at-home model, right?
It is. We are completely mobile. We go to the consumer, mid to high-end consumer. Been in the market for a little while. Kind of knows what she wants, so it's not so much that you have to tell her or sell her. She sort of knows it. You just need to white glove her and give her the customer service that she expects. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, it falls nicely into place. But the model is fantastic. It's built on a technology platform. So we go in, tablet ready. We have all the product with us, 3,000 some odd samples. Whether it's hardwood, laminate, carpet, whatever it might be, we have it.
Okay, and you have a van, I've noticed, because we're Facebook friends. You have a van that is all paneled up with the name of the company. You don't fit all 3,000 samples in that van, do you?
Absolutely. It's a mobile showroom, Kel. Yes, we do. Everything's there. If you don't have it, you risk the loss of a sale. So you better have it in your arsenal and be ready to show it to her. Because if you have to come back, that means you have to make another appointment and you have to beat the next person in. So you want to be ready. Now, I should go on record as saying I'm not doing the sales in this particular instance. The good-looking gentleman, Eric, is. But we do try to talk to the consumer beforehand when we set the appointment. Make sure we know what they're looking for. So if it's something a little bit different, like a cork product, for example, we'll add it from the studio into the mobile showroom before we see her. But 98% of what we sell is in the mobile showroom.
Yeah. So, Eric, you had a wife who was in charge of sustainability at Mohawk.
Still has a wife.
I know who, but the role I'm talking about. That's all kinds of security with everything Mohawk offers. And then you all step out and make this decision. Are you pleased so far?
Oh, absolutely. We looked long and hard at different franchises and just really loved the business model and the potential for it to continue to grow, because providing service directly to the consumer in their home, that's the trend. And this makes it very easy for her to shop and buy right there in the comfort of her home, make the decision on the product she wants and the color she wants without having to go to all the stores and drag that stuff back and forth. And we love it.
Now, you kind of knew what you wanted to do, and so I guess this meeting Tom and joining Floor Coverings International has been a good decision?
Absolutely. So we did look at a number of franchises, not necessarily in the flooring industry. That wasn't our focus, but we kept coming back to it really because of the operational team, the management team that is in place at Floor Coverings International. And that and the technology was the deciding factor for us.
All right, Tom, let me ask you, how long has Floor Coverings International been around?
Well, Floor Coverings International in the flooring industry would be really deemed a legacy brand. This brand was established back in 1991. Our ownership group purchased the company in 2004. And really, at that point, we'd like to transform it into the business that it is today.
And why did you decide to go into the shop-at-home model?
Well, we're owned by a parent company that owns consumer brands like California Closets, Serta Pro Painters, Paul Davis Restoration, all businesses and brands that are shop-at-home businesses, all wrapped around home improvement. I've been with our parent company for over 30 years, and one of the things that we've learned is in order to work effectively with the homeowner, you really need to be at their home so that you can help them navigate through the choices, navigate through the selections in the comfort of their own home with their own decor, with their own lighting, and in their comfort space.
So is your expertise around flooring or around calling on the homeowner and selling the homeowner?
Well, I would definitely not be the person at this table that you would talk to about flooring products. I'll leave that one to the experts in the flooring area. My level of expertise would be learning how to work with that homeowner and bringing a product and a service into their home. So we're a franchise organization, and what that really means is we lean on our local franchisees to, at the end of the day, be the expert in working with the products and working directly with the homeowner. Our role at the franchisor is to make sure that the systems, the standards, the operating model, and the support for our partners is top-notch and there all the time. One of the ways that I would really describe our organization is by our vision statement. We've got a two-part vision statement that really leads everything that we do from the top down. The first part is, we want to clearly be the very best in-home flooring experience in North America. And what that means is we're not just competing against other shop at home platforms. What that says to us is any flooring entity that goes to a consumer's home in any way, shape, or form, we want to clearly be the leader in that category. The second part of our vision statement is we want to have large, profitable franchisees, which basically means in a local marketplace, we want to be known as the very best for flooring, and we want to have the very best profitable owners.
As far as the mix of what they offer and things like that, that's actually up to them to decide?
Well, we bring a lot of leadership to it. So whereas I said, I'm not the expert, we've got a merchandising team that is tasked to work with our franchisees and to make sure that the product selections that we have are the very best. As Jenny articulated before, our goal is 98% of the time when we come to the consumer's home, we want to have the right selection and option for that consumer so that whatever it is they were looking to do within their space and in their confines, we have the solutions available to them. Our merchandising team is always working with the product mix that we have in our mobile fleet to make sure that we have the best selections available, but it's really a team effort.
Now talk about your growth plans. We're in Atlanta now and that's where you're based, right?
It is, yeah. We've been averaging double-digit growth for the last 10 years. It is very steady growth for sure. We look at growth in two ways. Number one is opening up new marketplaces with new franchisees, but I will say the core of our expansion is organic growth with individual owners. We're looking for our individual owners to grow 10% plus on an average year.
What markets do you serve?
We are all over North America, so U.S. and Canada from the four corners.
If somebody's interested in finding out more about Floor Coverings International, how do they get more information?
Easiest place to go is to our website, which is floorcoveringsinternational.com. There's both information for consumers and for potential business owners right there.
Okay. Now, Jenny, one last question on this mix question. What do you sell?
We are primarily a Shaw House, Armstrong. Emser is our tile contingent, but we cover all the bases.
So you've been doing this now for, I think, 3 or 4 months. How's it going?
You know, it's going really well, and it's been a heck of a lot of fun, which I think Eric alluded to. I think I underestimated how difficult the retail side of this business is. And I think it would be fantastic for everybody that works on the manufacturing side to spend a couple months in retail before you hand them something you think they need. Because it is a challenge. Consumers are challenging. Consumers' tastes are changing. Their feelings are changing. And to stay on top of it, I think we have an advantage of being in their home and not sitting out waiting for them to come to us. We're going to them. So it has been hectic. It has been a few sleepless nights here and there because your brain's going for the next day. But I tell you what, I wouldn't have changed it. It was the right time. It was the right decision. And I have absolutely no doubt that we're going to knock it out of the park.
If somebody wants you to come see them and show them some products, how do they get a hold of you?
Best way is also the website. We are territorial to some extent. A lot of people might have my cell phone. Feel free to call it. We will try to, you know, stay within our zones as much as possible. Our territory is actually Marietta, Powder Springs, into Douglasville a little bit, and all the way down into Peachtree City and Fayetteville. So we have a rather large territory to navigate, but we're out there every day. So I tell you what, if I can't help them, in any market that they have, since you are also very national, they can contact me. We can help them in one shape.
All right, great. It was good to run into you. Again, been talking to Jenny and Eric Cross and Tom Wood with Floor Coverings International, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.